الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, to all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran one by one to learn from them and practice them in our lives. And to help us with that, we have our dear brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, brother Habib. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
So we are on verse 5 of chapter 71, chapter Noah of the Quran. Let's listen to a few verses of the chapter and we'll be back for today's discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Allah will forgive you of your sins and delay you for a specified term. Indeed, the time set by Allah, when it comes, will not be delayed, if you only knew. He said, My Lord, indeed I invited my people to truth night and day. But my invitation increased them not except in flight.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. You just listened to chapter 71, verses 5 onwards. Let's start the discussion. Prophet Noah said, My Lord, indeed I have summoned my people night and day, but my summons only increases their evasions. So the first thing that comes to mind is that we're talking about 950 years of invitation, of trying. Was Prophet Noah the most determined prophet or what?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. 950 years, 365 days a year, 24 hours, laylan wa nahara, night and day. That is the determination.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the lifestyle of Prophet Noah, you really just admire what you said, the determination that he had.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He also had determination with his qawm, with his people. And they were harassing him, they were putting him through hardships and whatnot. And he was determined to send his message to a point where he even reaches where he wanted to, I'm saying it in exaggeration form, like he wanted to sacrifice himself in any manner possible just so his people could believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various situations would tell him that it's not in your hands. Belief is the concept of free will. You can't come and force that belief in them. It's up to them. They want to believe or not.
Mm-hmm.
The consequences is something else. We'll talk about the consequences, right, in later chapters. And especially when we reach Surah Al-Baqarah with our great-great-great-great-grandchildren, inshallah ta'ala, when we talk about the verse, La ikraha fi al-deen in Ayat al-Kursi. So when you look at that determination, you look at that much power you put forward, you reach to a point, a normal human being, a sane human being, reaches to a point, enough is enough. They're not going to believe.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Finished. They've been 950 years, they've been nagging, they've been making fun of me, they've been, calling me names, they've been, it's okay, I'm okay with it, call me names. But they're not believing at the end of the day. What else can I do? It's out of my hands, right? Like how, in some instances, we have people who, 30 seconds won't wait on you.
They don't take it.
They don't take it.
30 seconds 30 is like seconds. Their limit.
So
not very good people.
Yeah. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَاءِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا My call, my invitation has not increased them except in...
They run away.
They're running away.
They just keep running away more and more. All right, thank you very much, Brother Habib. We're going to have to take a break, I'm afraid, but we'll be back right after the break. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're on verse 5, discussing verse 5 and 6 of chapter 71 of the Quran. He said, "My Lord, indeed I have summoned my people night and day, but my summons only increases their evasion." We're talking about 950 years of invitation.
Yeah.
What was these guys' problems? Like 950 years and they were still reluctant to accept the truth.
Go ahead, nowadays, bring in an idea, a righteous idea, that people are against. Go ahead and try. People are, they're not like you, submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hussein. So, yes.
Stubbornness is a strong...
Exactly. People are stubborn to their ideologies. It's so hard. I don't know what's up with mankind, but it's so hard to tell someone that you're wrong. Like, tell them you're wrong. No, I'm right. Mm-hmm. Like, you know you're wrong. No, I'm not right. There are some people that are very stubborn. They are willing to...
burn the world.
Yes, mm-hmm. Just to say that they are right. Mm-hmm. They're not willing to say sorry
mm-hmm.
Right? So at the end of the day, people are different. Like how we mentioned, people do believe, people do submit, people do accept that what they were doing was wrong. But most of the humankind, most of mankind, because of their jahl, their ignorance, their lack of aql or mentality, they're biased, right? So at the end of the day, like you call them in various manners, like how we will see in the coming verses, various manners. He changed the methods. Don't say the methods was wrong. Like I've seen some like teachers, like they say like, you're teaching them wrong. No, the student is not gonna get, his brain is not working, right? Change the method, no, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. We will see that in the verses.
Yeah, that was actually a question I wanted to ask, whether it was one single method or several different methods.
You will see it in the coming verses. Like for example, in verse 7, Noah says that, all right, look, I called them, right? And whenever I called them, they put their hands in their fingers in their ears.
Yeah, let me read that. Indeed, whenever I have summoned them so that you might forgive them. He's thinking about them.
Yeah.
They would put their fingers into their ears and draw their cloaks over their heads. And they were persistent in their unfaith and disdainful in their arrogance.
Stubborn. That's stubbornness. That's a stubbornness.
I don't even want to hear.
Yeah, like I'm not listening to you. I'm not gonna believe in you. They're finished. Like they set their hearts at something. It's locked. That's it. It's finished.
Yeah, this is really painful to read. In verse 8 it says, "Again I summoned them aloud, and again appealed to them publicly and confided with them privately." Because you know, when you talk to someone privately, normally the shield is down.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that I tried in different manners. Lower my voice. Higher my voice. Try illustrated manners of coming to them and talking to them personally. Nothing worked. They don't want to believe.
This is really sad. Keep reading. Telling them, plead to your Lord for forgiveness. Indeed, he's always saying, look, it's your Lord. Plead for him to, don't plead to me. Plead to him for forgiveness. He is all forgiver. He will send for you abundant rains from the sky. Now he's telling them the blessings that they will get.
استغفر ربكم. I want to stop over there because this is a very nice topic.
If you're stopping there, then let's take the break.
No problem.
And let's discuss it right after the break. Don't go away, fellas. We have a nice discussion coming up.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. So Prophet Noah practically did everything he could, used all types of methods. I mean, just reading this, this is really saddening. It's that you would try so hard for a group to believe and they would refuse. In verse 10, he says, I told them, plead to your Lord for forgiveness. Indeed, he is the all-forgiver. So it's always about you. You plead to God for forgiveness. You wanted to say something about this verse.
Yes, this verse has been used by the Imam alayhim as-salam to answer a question, a couple of questions. My risk, my wealth is low. I have no children. The answer for that, we have this in various things available in Al-Kafi, Thawab Al-A'mal, and other books, like good books, I'm saying sources, right? And the answer would be to say istighfar 100 times. The answer would be to say istighfar 100 times or to keep on doing istighfar, asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And the Imam alayhim as-salam would always bring up this verse. Mm-hmm. They would always bring up this verse. Personally, I've tried it, and it's worked. It worked for me. Of course, when we talk about these things, this is something like it's like a supplication, it's like a dua, right? And all of us go through this as Muslims, even as an atheist, yeah. If you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't believe in a divine power, you come up to a point like, all right, what are the possible manners or possible ways of, for example, having children if I want children? What are the possible manners to increase my wealth, right? And, you know, to get lucky, to get my chances in wealth. Because sometimes you're doing everything right, but still the wealth is not coming in. You've opened your own company, you have your own logo, people know who you are, you advertise,
like your product,
but still,
it's not working.
There is always this concept of istighfar. يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم.
Asking for forgiveness.
Yeah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in the verse here, because if you do that, if you do istighfar, Noah tells them to ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, right? Because if you do that, Allah will send down frequent rainfall for you whenever you need it, so you will never face a drought, right? And of course, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهُرًا, and He will grant you, and He will increase in wealth and children, and provide for you gardens, and provide for you rivers. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising that when you do forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay you, mm-hmm. reward you in this world, other than the reward in the hereafter.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. The connection between sins and, like, let's say,
is
worldly...
Is this for the faithful or for also the unfaithful?
When you're difficult. Talking about istighfar, how can a person unfaithful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do istighfar?
Uh-huh.
The question is wrong. Mm-hmm. The thing is that, like, if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
yeah,
there are punishments in this world. Like, if you did this sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decrease your wealth. Mm-hmm. He will not give you, cause this advertising. Why? Because in the hereafter, he won't punish you. We have the sayings that the Shia, the close Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen, those high status Shias, they don't get punished in the hereafter. Why? Because either they will be punished in this world or in their grave. They will go into the day of judgment without any sins. Mm-hmm. So there are no needs for sins to be punished by on the day of judgment.
He's already gone through
it. He's been through it. And that is why when you do istighfar, Allah forgives your sin. Therefore, the punishment for the sin in this world will be removed. So it's something to keep in mind. And I will, inshallah ta'ala, continue to do
inshallah.
This wird, which is
inshallah, may God expand your rizq and everyone else's.
Inshallah ta'ala. 100 times, astaghfirullah.
And these three ayahs, verse 10, 11, and 12.
You don't have to recite them.
Oh, this is
just saying istighfar. Uh-huh. Just saying do istighfar. How do you do istighfar? The sayings of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, is to do it 100 times. We have the saying available in Al-Kafi.
Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh.
Yes, Al-Abras Al-Kalbi came to Imam Baqir, alayhi as-salam. He says that I have no children. I'm not having any children. He told me, teach me something. قال استغفر الله في كل يوم أو في كل ليلة مئة مرة. Do استغفار 100 times, either in the day or in the night.
Uh-huh.
فإن الله يقول, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا.
Uh-huh.
The verses.
Refers to these verses.
Yes.
All right, brother, thank you very much. I'm afraid that's all the time that we have for this episode. If you missed it, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and all the previous ones from our website. Simply search IRB English Radio Quran Quest. We learned quite a lot. We learned about the value of repenting to God and asking Him for His forgiveness. And we talked about the stubbornness of the people of Noah and what Noah went through in order to guide them. Until next episode, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.